Elizabeth Quiñones Saldana is a poet who has said our valley's colors and urban life challenge her poetic imagination. Las Vegas native Chase McCurdy is a photographer and painter who creates abstract art infused with social commentary. For the next issue of Desert Companion, Chase and Elizabeth talked about what they love in the Las Vegas art scene. We're sharing part of that conversation today. In the following excerpt, they point out how things tourists don't notice, from the mountains outside of town to behind-the-scenes hospitality workers, can be great sources of inspiration to local artists.
One of the things that really strikes me about this place is that there are things we don't see because they're not there, but then there are things that we don't see for other reasons. And I'm interested in taking what can be readily perceived through just the natural sights and sounds and attempting to show how these things like the rush of traffic or cracks in the scorched ground or the sudden, you know, rainfall or just plodding through the literal desert in the heat of August is somehow linked to a more expansive narrative about just people and humanity and reality. So yeah, there's a lot of seeming contradiction. It's a lot of paradox, I think. And I think that's what's really beautiful about Las Vegas. And it's there to be seen. It's there to be found if you want to find it.
You spoke of plodding through the desert. And I think of the desert as a place that seems rather quiet and not much life present. But when you quiet yourself, at least when I do, and I'm walking or I'm allowing myself to observe, there's so much happening. And I feel the same way about the people of Las Vegas. When we think of everything that goes on that supports our city, there's so much unseen that is going on that so many will never see, that is truly of the most humble nature that allows this city to be and operate in the way that it does.
One of the things that inspires me about the natural landscapes is I look at the mountains, I look at other ranges of mountains from memory, from where I come from and where my family is in Mexico and in other places in the world. And I imagine what they're looking at, and what I'm looking at, and the way there's continuity there and the way that it's distinct. And there's a lot of longing bound up in that, what brought us here? And it's different for everyone, but there's similarities. And so I carry those things. I'm sure that there are stories behind your work. What kind of things inform your artwork as far as it relates to Las Vegas?
One of the big things for me that Las Vegas allows me to experience in the art practice, and which is really kind of an overarching idea that I live my life in kind of pursuit of, is freedom. Las Vegas allows, and working in Las Vegas allows an artist to just, for me at least, a space to be free in whatever one needs to do, where there's not as much writing on any singular thing that you make or any singular moment or any singular situation. You know, you're free to experiment, you're free to try new things, you're free to be alone in your work, you're free to go be in the desert, right? The desert as a place of immense freedom. It is beautiful in that way.
That's artist Chase McCurdy and poet Elizabeth Quiñones Saldana talking about how local artists benefit from Las Vegas's Anything Goes culture. We're sharing part of a conversation Chase and Elizabeth had for the next issue of Desert Companion. Here's another excerpt where they talk about how they've recently reconnected with their past.
You know what? When I was a child and I had come here from Los Angeles, I only dreamed of returning there. And I didn't have eyes for this place. I just romanticized to the heights, this idea of going back to Los Angeles. But as an adult, when I had more autonomy and the ability to go and to enjoy it for what it was and see that place and then come back and make that choice for myself to remain, things like family became so much more, I don't know, valued for me. And the mountains took on like a new beauty, and the people here, I just became invested in a way that I hadn't been before.
Agreed. And I'm actually happy that you spoke to, you know, not always having, you know, the eyes sort in that way or looking back. You know, I speak so lovingly about family in Las Vegas now, but as a young person who was born and raised here, I certainly in my early adulthood, I was determined to find my way elsewhere and figure it out and never come back home in that way. But with some maturity and some understanding and for me experiencing in other places, there is that renewed appreciation. But I would love to talk about actually a time of being overwhelmed with a positive emotion. I was very fortunate to be able to teach a creative aging workshop at the Neon Museum last year with a group of women who are 65 or older. And we were able to partner with Doolittle Senior Center, which is in the West Side. So all women from the neighborhood that I care the deepest for. And, you know, hearing these ladies see the signs of the Neon Museum and relate that and see that spark them to discuss their personal experiences, to jog them in remembering the history of this place. I think of the Moulin Rouge sign, which, you know, that hotel casino has almost an outsized place in the mythology of Las Vegas, especially the West, historic West Las Vegas. And then translate that and work through their own personal whatever it is to create artwork that they never thought that they could do. I think about, you know, how powerful of an opportunity that was and the impact that that left on the ladies. You know, we were all kind of in tears together at the end of that 1 month. Just the very idea of being able to, you know, just be together in space and discuss history and to express ourselves and to share forever will be one of those experiences that lives with me and tugs at me. What about you, Elizabeth? What has been, you know, an emotionally charged experience for you and your time living and practicing here?
Well, when I began writing poetry, I was a teenager and a friend of mine had a car and we would go to these cafes off of Maryland Parkway in Harmon, particularly Cafe Espresso Roma. And there were open mics there. And that's where I got to know people. And I love that place. And it was my first taste of a poetry community. And I loved it. And then I, from there, went to the Enigma Cafe. And I was very young. And the Enigma Cafe closed. And that was very sad for me. And then later, there was another cafe called Cafe Copio. And I went there frequently. And that place burned down. And then not long after, Roma's closed, and it just felt like it was graveyard of cafes for me, and there was nothing to replace it, not for a while, but so I became very, discouraged. Like things were just passing away, and I think looking back on all that stuff now, I feel like that's pretty common in Las Vegas. Things get demolished. Like that promenade building where Roma's is doesn't even exist anymore. But I guess I'm sharing this just to say that as an artist in Las Vegas, there are things that pass away. Things like they evolve, they have their good run, and it creates a kind of like an urgency, you know, like be where you are in the moment, appreciate the people and the places. And Don't take it for granted, you know?
Thanks so much to poet Elizabeth Quiñones Saldana and artist Chase McCurdy for sharing the ways Las Vegas inspires and sometimes challenges artistic creativity. You can read more of their conversation in the next issue of Desert Companion. I'm Andrew Corrali. This is State of Nevada.